May, the fifth and fertile month of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and popular for May Day and workers' rights celebrations. For our poets, including Milton, Longfellow, Hopkins, and Van Goethe, much else is on their minds, and it is, of course, beautifully expressed. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Ode Composed on a May Morning by William Wordsworth. While from the purpling east departs the star that led the dawn, blithe Flora from her couch upstarts, for May is on the lawn. A quickening hope, a freshening glee foreran the expected power, whose first drawn breath from bush and tree shakes off that pearly shower. All nature welcomes her, whose sway tempers the year's extremes, who scattereth lustres o'er noonday like morning's dewy gleams, while mellow warble, sprightly trill the tremulous heart excite, and hums the balmy air to still the balance of delight. Time was, blessed power, when youth and maids at peep of dawn would rise, and wander forth in forest glades thy birth to solemnize. Though mute the song, to grace the rite untouched the hawthorn bough, thy spirit triumphs o'er the slight, man changes, but not thou. Thy feathered lieges bill and wings in love's disport employ, warmed by thy influence, creeping things awake to silent joy. Queen art thou still for each gay plant where the slim wild deer roves, and served in depths where fishes haunt their own mysterious groves. Cloud-piercing peak and trackless heath, instinctive homage.